joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
We will begin. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarihu Ishkinte Bit Kilu Urhimu Utkilu Utkilu Urhimu. Liakta Lishem Yute Babape, the Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Lohino Alina Maseya Deno Kanane, Lena Maseya Deno Kanane. The third Aliyah of Parashat Bishalah is what we will study today. It starts at Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, which is an extremely significant verse, and it concludes at verse 25. Included in this Aliyah is also the three verses that are the creation of the 72 names of God, the three-letter sequences that give us control of the physical world. And it starts with this first verse, 15, which is the connection to certainty. And we will discuss this when we do the English. Verse 15. Vayomer Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo El Moshe Mati Tzaka Elai Daber El Bnei Yisrael Waisau Weata Harem Et Matcha Unte et yadcha al hayam uvkaehu. Weyavo v'nei Yisrael v'toch hayam v'yabasha wa'ani hineni mechazek et lev Mitzrayim. We avo acharechem we ikalta befaro vecholchelo berichvo bo ufarashav. Vayadu Mitzrayim, Ki ani Adonai, Yohewahe Adanu yo, Yohahe Dawanu heyo. Behikavdi beparo berichbo uparashav, Vayisa malacha Elohim, Aholech lifnei machane Yisrael, Vayelech me'acharehem, Vayisa amud ha'anan mifnehem, Vayamod me'acharet.
Has joined.
We just read the first verse that becomes the first letter of the three-letter sequences in the 72 names. Now for the second verse, which is the second letter. Vayavo bein machane Mitzrayim uvein machane Yisrael vayehi ha'anan v'hachoshech vayayer et halayla v'lo karev ze el ze kol halayla. The third verse, the third letter of the three letters of each of the 72 names. Vayet Moshe et yado al hayam vayolech Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo et hayam beruah adimaza kol halayla vayasem et hayam leharava vayibachu hamayim vayavohu b'nei Yisrael betoch hayam vayabasha v'hamayim lahem komami minam umishmolam vayirdefu mitzrayim vayavohu aharechem kosus paro rechbo ufarashav el toch hayam Vayehi b'ashmoret aboker v'ashkef Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo el machane Mitzrayim v'yamud eshwe anan vayacham et machane Mitzrayim vayasar et ofan markivotav vaynachan gehu bikivedim dut bikvedut vayomer Mitzrayim anusa mifnei Yisrael ki Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo nilcham lahem b'mitzrayim. This is the completion of the Hebrew reading. We will start with the English translation. chapter 14, verse 15. Hashem said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Speak to the children of Israel and let them travel," is the translation. "Go forth" is the usual translation. The last word in this verse uses as a shoresh samach ayin. And this samach ayin has many different meanings. But essentially, it's saying supporting the vision. It's supporting the vision of piercing the veil of the illusion so you see the truth. The basic question that one needs to ask: the children of Israel are crying to God, and God's answer is, "Why are you crying to me?" It does not make sense. Who else are you to cry out to? Who else are you to look for help? And the answer is, you look to God for help, but only after you do the work, this first step. That's what it means to travel forth, to move forth, to go forth. You have to do the work, to do the actions. You can cry out to God, but if you don't take that first step, there's no vessel for God to help you. The Zohar also explains the meaning of "why do you cry out to me" has to do with different levels of Hashem's name and energy. So the name that was protecting the children of Israel in their travels, the clouds and the fire, the pillar of fire and the clouds, these represented levels that was the wrong level to ask for help. So why are you crying out to the wrong level? Do your action, and then your help will come. That's the essence of this verse. This verse is about certainty. You need to know which level you are speaking to, connect to. Verse 16. "And you raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and split it. And the children of Israel shall come in the midst of the sea on dry land." Now we all see that as a miracle. Splitting the sea is breaking your limitations, the illusion, the mistakes and blockages you've created in your own life. But as you go forth through the Yam Suf, the children of Israel go into the midst of the sea on dry land. The sea is Torah. The sea is Chesed. Dry land is a location without Torah. So when you split those limitations, you have to be careful to bring the Torah with you as you cross where the limitation existed. "And I behold, I shall harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will come after you, and I will be glorified." I will be glorified through Pharaoh, through through his chariot and through his horsemen. Hashem becomes glorified through the death of his creations. This does not make sense. But through the death of the creations, Paro, who did not die, praised Hashem, and that's the glorification. And you glorify Hashem every time you express appreciation. Verse 19, and the angel of Hashem, who is Memtet, who had been going in front of the Israelite camp, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved away from in front of them and stood behind them. This is an exchange of the location. This is an exchange of Hashem being in a state of judgment to becoming in a state of mercy, but not mercy, it's a state of loving kindness, though, chesed. The clouds represent chesed. The fire, the pillar of fire represents Gevura. And they exchange, Hashem exchanged his location. On the one hand, the prophecy is a state of chesed. The actions is a state of judgment. And the judgment goes first when it is a period of judgment. Verse 20. And he came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And there were the cloud and the darkness. And it illuminated the night, and one did not draw near the other all night long. The cloud, chesed, is your tool of protection. And there were the cloud and the darkness. The darkness is a lack of light, lack of negativity, but the cloud is the chesed. It's a separation, but it's also a unification in a form that is not completely unified. It's like taking your two hands and touching your palms together. One hand represents chesed, the other hand represents gevura, and they're unified by being together, but they're not unified as they should be. Totally the central column. Verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Hashem led the sea with the strong east wind all night, and he made the sea into dry land, and the waters split. So, who split the sea? Who breaks the limitations? You do. The spark of Moses within each one of us is what breaks the limitations, not the east wind, although the east wind represents the central column. Then the children of Israel came into the midst of the sea on dry land, and the waters were to them as a wall from their right and from their left. The Egyptians pursued and came after them, all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen, into the midst of the sea. It came about in the morning watch that Hashem looked down over the Egyptian camp through a pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw the Egyptian camp into confusion. And he removed the wheels of their chariots, and he led them with heaviness, And the Egyptian said, let me run away from the Israelites, because Hashem is fighting for them against the Egyptians. That's the end of the English translation. Does anyone have any questions? We will today read the mana. And remember, this is the day that most people are reading the mana. And why are they reading the mana today? I will give you a few reasons for reading the mana today. One reason, it's because of the Aliyah we just read. Because it includes the certainty, it includes the 72 names, and it includes the manifestation of the 72 names. As is known, there is a segula, a protection, from Rabbi Mendel of Rivenoth to read Parasha Hamon on Tuesday, that Beshalach is read. I received the article below by email from a friend, where he gives reasons why we read it on this particular time. As he explained to me in our correspondence, the Rama starts off the Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim by saying, Shibiti Hashem v'negdi tamid. I place Hashem before me always. This is not easy for most to do. Perhaps this is one thing that a segula does. It gets us to realize that Hashem is always there. If one does any of the many segulot, they are merely reminders of Shiviti. No one could have anything against doing something with the intention to remember Shiviti. For those that just want to go through the motions and aren't interested in remembering that Hashem is the only one that controls everything, then hopefully this will get us to think about what we are doing and bring us to real emunah. There is a well-known midrash to say Parashah Chumon, Shemayim Mikra Ve'achad Targum, becoming the Tuesday of Parashah Beshalah. The source for this is Reb Menachem Mendel of Rimenov. He is the author of the Lechem Abirim, who heard this from his father, who heard it from Reb Shlomo Strobkover, who heard it from his father, the Shemina Rov. Rav Gamliel Rabin Elvis says that just saying Parashah Hamon without having Emunah is not what was intended. A segula for Parnassah is supposed to bring us to increase our trust in Hashem and have certainty that Hashem acts in our best interest. The Ramban, at the end of Parashah Bo, says that one has no share in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu until he believes that everything that happens is a miracle and there is no teva, nature. The Mechilta says the Torah was only given to those who ate the man. Based on the Ramban, we can understand this to mean that through internalizing the message of Parashah Haman, we can have a share in the Torah. Some people say, what do you need this segula for? Just daven to Hashem. On the other hand, others think they can just say this and will automatically get rich. It doesn't say anywhere that it's a segula to get rich. Reb Noson of Breslov explains the main bracha of Parnassah is when one accepts it from Hashem with Ratzon Tov, is someach bechelbko, and his emunah that this is the will of Hashem, and it is all for his good. He says further that only this is called Ashirut and Parnassah, and even if one has great wealth but doesn't have nachat ruach from it, always he has worries about his money, is jealous of people who have more than him, and other aspects of negativity, then that is not called Ashirut. Rav Nachman of Breslov teaches that one should ask Hashem for every single thing he needs. Nothing is too great or too trivial to daven for. An Adam, a man, has to receive everything through tefillah. Otherwise, although he get everything he needs without tefillah, he receives it like an animal. If we don't get what we want, we need to believe that Hashem is doing this for our best. So really, all we need is tefillah. But if we don't fully believe that every minor item comes only through Hashem, then the tefillah is not proper. It is not a proper prayer. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yerushalmi Brachot that says, one who recites Parasha Haman every day will not be lacking sustenance. He says that the point is to bring us to the realization that everything comes about through Hashkacha. This could help us understand why the Segula is in the week of Bishalach. People are generally involved in studying the parasha of the upcoming Shabbat, starting from the mincha of the previous Shabbat. Therefore, in the week of Beshalach, one will be able to have a better understanding of the words of Parasha Hamon. But why specifically Tuesday? Though the reasons for Reb Mendel Rebinoff aren't known, I would like to humbly suggest a few possibilities. First, several Pesukim before Parasha Hamon, it says that Klal Yisrael went 3 days without water in the desert. Moshe davened that they got water. From here we see that we can get water in a desert by davening. Therefore, saying Parasha Hamon on the third day of the week reminds us of this. Tuesday is also the day that vegetation was created. On this day, we remember that without Hashem creating what he did on this day, we wouldn't even have bread to eat. In the Shir Shel Yom of Tuesday, we say a verse, Shifto dal vayatom ani verosh ha-tzadikahu palitu dal viyon miad ush im vitzilu. We mention dal twice here. The Degel Mechane Ephraim says that the word Kazara God Levan in God, that the word God are the first letters of Gomel Dolim, teaching us that if we have pity on the poor, Hashem will have pity on us. It says, Asher Mishkel El Dal, Bayom Ra Yamil Taho Da. Happy is he who contemplates the poor on the day of evil. Hashem will save him. This pasuk can also refer to one who contemplates that he himself is Dal, meaning no matter how much he may have, he acknowledges that he gets absolutely nothing on his own. It's all 100% from Hashem. Then he will be happy, Ashrei. Bishalach is always read in Shvat, The B'nai Yisachar says that Shabbat is the month of Asher, happiness, and the letter Tzadi. It says, Me'asher, Shemina Lechamimo, which can mean from happiness, one will have oil and bread. It will always seem as if he has everything. Oil refers to Chokmah, wisdom, which the Zohar HaKadosh teaches contains the words Koachma, the strength of the word Ma. The letter Tzadi is equal to Man in Gematria. The first word, the first letters of Mishkal El Dal spell Adam, and the last letters spell Man, or the last letters equal Man. Together they equal 135, which is three times the word Ma. The word Ma is used three times in Parashah Haman. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Unchano Ma, meaning that we are nothing, which the Gemara and Chulim teaches, shows the ultimate humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Dego Machani Ephraim, expounding on the words of his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, says that Hashem doesn't need a person to do any action to give him Parnassah. But for whatever reason, Hashem wants to give each person Parnassah in a particular fashion. He says that we need to also believe the Nachnu Ma, that we are nothing and no matter what we do, we can't receive Parnassah unless Hashem wills it. The name of Hashem spelled out with olives equals 45. And these olives remind us that it is the Alufo Shel Olam that controls everything. One to the exclusion of anything else. Mishkel El Dal, with the letters equals dot, as that is what's needed to realize everything Hashem does is truly good. By the third day of creation, it says Kito twice. This teaches us that there is the good we understand and the good that we do not understand. But nevertheless, we need to know that everything Hashem does is truly good. And we will begin the reading of the Man. First with the prayer that precedes it. Yehi ratzon milfanecha, Adonai yohe wahe, Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. Eloheinu, Elohe avoteinu, Shetasmin parnasta, Lekol amcha. Beit Yisrael, ufarnasati, ufarnasat, anshe beiti baklalam, benachat willo betzar, bekavod willo bevizu, beheter willo beisur, kideshenu kal. La'avod avodatecha, v'lilmod toratecha, yemo shezanta. La'avotenu man bamibar, v'eretz yawi arava. And the reading of the Man from the Torah itself, or as a Chumash. Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lechem Min Hashamayim Weyatam Velach to Devarium Yom Leman Anasenu Hayelech Shanti Imlo Wihaya Biom Ashishi Ekinu Etasher Yaviu Wihaya Mishne Alasher Ilketu Yom Yom Wayomer Moshe Wiacharon El Kol B'nei Yisrael Erevidatem Ki Adonai Yo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahidawanu Heyo O Tzio Elchem Me Eretz Mitzrayim U Boker Uritem Et Kivod Adonai Yo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahidawanu Heyo Veshamo et tulunotechem al Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohewahedawandu heyo Winachnu makitalinu aleinu Wayomer Moshe betates Adonai Yo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Lachem Baerev Basar Leekol Belechem Baboker Lisboa Ishmoa Adonai Yo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Etulunotehem Asheratem Malinim Alav Venachnu Malo Aleinu Telunotehem Ki Al Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohewahedawanu Heyo Wayomer Moshe El Acharon Emor El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael Kirvu Lifnei Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Ki Shama Etulunotehem Vayehi kidaber acharon el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Vayifnu el hamidbar. Vehine kevod Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo. Yohahida wanu heyo. Nira be'anan. Vaydaber Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahedawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Shamati Etulunot B'nei Yisrael Daber Alehem Lemor Bein Harbayim Toklu Vasar Uvaboker Tishbe'u Lachem Vidatem Ki Ani Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahedawanu Heyo Elohechem Vayehi Va'erev Vata'al Aslav Vadkaser Hamachane Uvaboker Aitashik Vahadal Saviv Vamachane Vata Al Shikvat Atal Vehine Alpene Hamidbar Dach Mechusa Us Papa. Adaka before all high arets. Vayiru v'nei Israel, vayomru eish el achiv, manhu ki lo yadu. Mahu vayomer Moshe alechem, hu alechem. Asher Natan Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Lachem Leachlaze Adavar Asher Tziva Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Leak to me menu ish lefi aklo omer. La gul golet mis parnafshotechem. Ish la sher biachalo pikachu. Vaya asu kain bene Israel. Vayuketu hamarbe. Amamit Vayamodu Vaomer Willo Hadif Amarbe Amamit Lohech Sir Ishlifi Achlo Lekatu Vayomer Moshe Alehem Ish Al Yoter Mimenu Ad Boker Willo Shamu El Moshe, Yotiru Anashim, Mimenu Ad Boker, Vayarum Tolaim, Vayivash, Vayitzof Alechem Moshe, Vayilketu Oto Baboker. Baboker ishkefi aklo, v'cham ha-shemesh v'namas. V'yehi v'yom ha-shishi, laktu lechem mishne shene, ha-omer le'echad, v'yavo kol nesie ha-eda, v'yagidu. Lemoshe vayomer alechem hu asher diber Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Shabbaton Shabbatodesh La Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Mahar et asher tofu, eifu v'et asher tevashlu, vashelu v'et kol ha'odef, anichu lachem l'mishmeret ad ha'boker, v'yanichu oto. Ad haboker ka'asher tziwa Moshe v'lo tivish v'rima lo hayta bo v'yomer Moshe ikluhu ayom ki shabbat hayom l'Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Ayom lo tim sa'uhu, la'sade sheshet yamin tilketuhu, uvayom hashvi'i. Shabbat lo yihye bo, vayehi vayom hashvi'i. Yatu min ha'am. Liltot v'lo matza'u v'yomer Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo she adada me'antem lishmor mitzvotai v'torotai re'uki adonai yo'hewahe adanu yo yo'ahe dawanu heyo natan lachem ha'shabbat al kein hu noten lachem ba'yom ha'shishi lechem yomayim shavuish tachav al yetzei ish mimkomo ba'yom ha'shvii va'yishbetu ha'am ba'yom ha'shvii Vayikra'u Beit Yisrael Et Shemo Manwehu Ezerah Gad Lavan V'tamo Ketzapichit Bidvash Vayomer Moshe Zehadavar Asher Tziva Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo yo a he da wa nu he yo milo ha omer mi menu le bishmeret le dorotechem le ma an yiru et alechem asher ha ekalti etchem Bamidbar b'chotzi erchem et Mitzrayim. Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, kach tinzenet. Ahat v'ten shamam melo ha'omer man v'hanachoto. Lifne Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Lemishmered Ledorotechem Kaasher Tziwa Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Wainichehu Acharon lifne ha'edut le'mishmaret Uvne Yisrael achlu et haman Arbaim shana ad bo'am El eretz no shavet Et haman achlu ad bo'am El kitzei eretz Enan, v'haomer asirit, ha'efahu. That's the completion of the reading of the Man for today, Tuesday. Does anybody have any questions? We will have three classes today. The 11 o'clock class will continue our study of the Sefer Yehoshua, the prophet Joshua, the book of Joshua. 4:30, we will have a Deep Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, we will have a reading from the Ari on the subject of Tu Bishvat. If anybody has any questions or thoughts or comments, please feel free to speak them now. If not, I bid you all a Shavua Tov, a Shalom Gadol, and much peace and serenity in your life. And may we all say Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you all.